بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us the most perfect way of life, the most beautiful way of life, and the easiest way of life. Deen-e Islam, the religion of Islam, the word religion also, is that a correct word to use? Deen-e Islam, is that a religion? When we say religion, religion refers to something which we hear commonly in different places among different people. They say we follow a certain religion. When they say religion, their religion, whether Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, these are religions, so to say. And a religion is confined to a certain place, a certain time. Beyond that, we are free people. Christianity, then they have the Sunday, they go, that's their religion for a Sunday. And then they confess to their sins. They might pay for it, and the rest of the week they are free. Judaism, they have the Sabbath. When it comes to Hindus, then they have the temples they go to. So in that place now, so to say, they are Hindus, and they pray for that amount of time, and thereafter they are free. Is that thing really to govern their life? For a mu'min, is that a religion? Is the entire way of life. From the time I open my eyes in the morning till the time I fall asleep. How to sleep, how to wake up, how to eat, how to walk, how to talk, how to do business, how to deal with the family. Externally, all the amal, internally, sifat, qualities of akhlaq, character, my speech, how I look at people, how I dress people, how I think of people. Every single part of our life has been taught to us in the most beautiful manner. So our deen, our religion, our, so to say, way of life of Islam, is a complete, beautiful, easy. Is complete, beautiful, and easy. Like the Sunnah Tariqah of Rasulullah SAW, Ajmal, Akmal, Ashal. The most perfect way, Sunnah way. The most beautiful way, the Sunnah way. The easiest way, the Sunnah way. So our deen has everything. We don't have to borrow from anybody. We don't have to borrow from any religion, whether it be our dressing, whether it be our style, whether it be trend, whether it be brand name. Our brand name, Sunnat. Proudly, Ummati, not South African. Ya Ummati is of Rasulullah, Khaira Ummah, Kuntum Khaira Ummah. You are the best of people. We don't need anything else besides the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So everything is beautiful in our deen. The more we learn about our deen, the more we make effort at Iman, then we will find by not adopting the ways of others, we are having a beautiful life. We don't need the way of life. We need the Nizam of Madinah Munawwara, that is the deen of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one example, we take salam. Salam is a sunnah. Salam is a greeting of the people of Jannah. Salamun alaykum. When they will enter into Jannah, they will make salam. Malaika will come make salam to them. This is a quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is as-salam, the one that is full of peace, that gives peace and tranquility. So just comes to salam, which is part of our deen, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful salam is. Other religions, other ways of life, the simple thing to greet. They tell you a hello. What it may mean? Go to the lowest put of hell. Hell and low. And when they want to welcome you, then wail in Arabic means jahannam. So wail lakum. Welcome, may you go to Jahannam. When it comes to Deen Islam, and also how they start the year also, we start with Muharram, the most sanctified month. They start the year with January. If you just tweak it a bit now, Janwar actually means an animal. So they start the year in the same way also, lose their senses, drinking, womanizing, filthy, dirty life. They don't know what it is to be pure, pure, clean. Such a beautiful deen we have. We don't need anything else. The more we learn our deen, the more we fall in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the more ma'rifat of Allah, the more we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we realize the worldly life, where we are wasting our time. We have Jannah to go to, we have the Sunnah, we have the Quran Majeed, we have Salah, pure things. Just Salam only. Now meet somebody, he's from Spain, he's from Italy, he's from China, how he's going to greet? Good morning, good afternoon. Before he says good morning also, he has to see his time. Whether it's before 12 or after 12. Before 12 you say good morning. After 12 you say good morning, you say good afternoon. Sorry, I didn't see the time. Good afternoon. And then when it comes to night time, whether they're going to say now good evening or good night, we don't know. And if it's 12 midnight, then they say it's morning. But they say good night. But it's morning already. So even they're confused. And they're confusing us also. And different parts of the world, how they're going to greet, they don't know the greetings. Our deen is Islam, subhanallah. Whether it be morning, midday, midnight, afternoon, evening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What the dua? Whether you meet a Chinese person, Turkish person, South American, Latin, whatever it may be, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Unite the entire ummah, making everybody jannati. Assalamu alaikum, may peace be with you. Not only peace. Assalamu is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. May Allah be with you. What a dua are we making for that person? May Allah be the creator of the universe. I'm making dua for you. May Allah be with you. By me making salam with you, I'm giving you a guarantee that you are safe from me. I won't harm you. I won't hurt you. Whether verbally, whether with action. So you are giving dua to the person. Assalamu alaikum. And more than that, wa rahmatullah. May Allah shower his rahmat upon you. Allah's mercy is upon you. The mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to fi qita'ah. May Allah ta'ala bless you with the ability to obey Him. Faraqi ma'ishat. May Allah open your sustenance for you. All in the rahmat of Allah. Maghfirat bila hisab. May Allah forgive you for all your sins. Allah doesn't open your books. Everything forgiven. Everything forgiven. When you come husband and wife, before we can say forgiven, let's discuss it first, then we'll see. Allah say no discussion. Already forgiven. No discussion. دخول الجنه بغير حساب. Allah Ta'ala say enter Jannah, you don't need visa, passport, non-pass, papers, documentation, nothing. Although you're a foreigner, came from the worldly, this earth, when you come to Jannah, you don't need anything. You're in the rahmat of Allah, salam of Allah, barakat of Allah, wa rahmatullah, rahmatullah, all these tafsir come. Wa barakatum, may Allah's barakat be with you. Barakat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, qaleelun kathiru naf'i. That Allah is giving you little, but I'm doing so much with it. I'm not running after figures. It's the barakat of Allah. Maybe a little, but everything is happening. And the person has a lot. His mind is only on figures to increase, to increase, to increase. Who will increase? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I can't increase it. Ask somebody how's business, can't complain. What does it mean? If I could complain, I'll complain. Carrying on. Just carrying on. Alhamdulillah. Allah's fazl. Allah's shukr. What a life Allah has given me. So this is the effort of Iman. Where I recognize my Allah, you've given me so much. That is why ulama say that for a person to be living above the earth is a miracle, is easier to be below the earth than above the earth. But how Allah Ta'ala is protecting every day. We don't know what can happen anytime. And hearing catastrophes all over the world. This building burned down, that wall fell down, that building collapsed, stray bullet, this happened, somebody got knocked, fire in the house. The stove was left on, some electrical problem, somebody drowned, all the time something is happening, Ya Allah. From the time I woke up in the morning, when I woke up, Alhamdulillah, everything was intact, didn't have pinched nerve, back wasn't paining. And our mashayikh say also, when it comes to the brain, the control of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to woke up in the morning, if Allah Ta'ala willed, Allah would have just tightened the screw a little bit more tight today. Then he said, what's wrong with his brother? Woke up wrong side of the bed. What's happening with him today? Having a bad day. Allah Ta'ala can make it a bit more tight. Oh, loosen it also a little bit. I can't understand what's happening around him. Take it to neurologist. He's also, neurologist can't understand what's happening with his brain. Brain doctor doesn't know what's happening with his brain also. But I woke up in the morning, everything intact. Alhamdulillah. Came out to go Fajr namaz. Allah's fazl, Allah shukr. The car started. All four wheels are there. Subhanallah. Nobody took the wheels away. Nobody broke in the house. Came for Fajr Salah, performed namaz, went to home, had breakfast, went to work, had lunch. MashaAllah, came for Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Whole day went. Finally, I reached my bed, end of the day. Ulama say, you are living miracle of Allah. Living miracle of Allah. Nothing happened to you today. Health is there, wealth is there, food was there. Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to have a sweet sleep tonight. Allah's ni'mas are pouring upon me. How to recognize Allah in all of this? When it comes to my plate of food that I'm eating also. Ya Allah, the plate of food. Little bit take some time. When the wife is presenting the food, take out a few moments and just think, Ya Allah, me deserving of these bounties of yours? Ya Allah, I don't deserve it. Where a person like me? The sins in my life, as our Honorable Sheikh says also, that we are drowning in the ni'mas of Allah, and together with that we are drowning in sins also. But Allah is still giving. Allah is still giving. This is a plate of food, we look into it. The wife is serving the food. Just take out a moment or two. Then to Hazrat says, don't take out too much of time, she might think something wrong with the food. But just, Ya Allah, where is this? One plate of food, how much you put together? All the raw materials, where the rice came from? Somewhere in Pakistan, somewhere in India. Who was working on the paddy fields? Who planted it? Who harvested the crop? Then who packed it? The truck came, the whole truck, the whole industry on its own. That's not just the battery of the truck. The whole $1 million ran industry on its own. Just one bulb, the gearbox, and the nuts, the screws, the bolts, everything. The whole truck put together because the food has to reach my banda. Then the roads itself, heavy duty trucks on the left hand side, so many tons. Then to Allah Ta'ala made the plan for you. This truck, because it's very heavy, the thickness of the tar is more on this side, so they will drive on this side. Then the packaging, then the import, export, the containers, and then the shipping, and the computer systems of the world to make sure everything must reach in time, properly packed, it's done. The workers, the cranes, the docks, the entire system, import, export, finally came to the country. Came to the country, then it went to wholesaler or supplier, then he had his store also, he repacked it. Then the trucking system, they come to the supermarket, all we went and did, we picked up that 5 kilo of rice, put it into the trolley, we went to pay, then they say, no, there's a leak in it, something is torn here. Get another one. Because your name wasn't written there. Your name wasn't written there, it was another one. Allah had that reserved for you. There's only the rice, my dear brothers. When it comes to the meat, Ya Allah, the farmer, look after the sheep, how he took care of it, mustn't get sick. Allah says, this sheep, part of this meat has to go to that house there, to that house there, to that house. The banda must get it in time, because he has to eat. Whether the rice came from India, Pakistan, the meat came from Karu or somewhere, the spices came from Tanzania, Malawi, came from Spain, the zafran. You sit in front of a plate of food, where you got the entire world's ni'mat and bounty sitting in front of you right now. Oh banda, enjoy, eat, but don't forget to praise me. Don't forget your bismillah. Now you want to go for the kill, forget bismillah also. And so much of noise will make eating time also. And they say, but you read your bismillah? I read in my heart, Walana. Bismillah is there, they eat with your heart also. Say bismillah, say it loudly, make shukr to Allah. Allahumma laka alhamd, wa laka shukr. Thank Allah, tabarak, from the bottom of your heart, from the bottom of your stomach at least. See Allah. And then ulama say, if the food is not too nice, they say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. At least praise Allah. Allah, then you still give me something to eat. So how to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave us so much. But iman has become so weak. Can't even thank Allah. Can't be shukr to Allah. Can't recognize Allah. The one plate of food, Allah has given me so much. So this whole effort, my dear brothers, of going out in the path of Allah, to speak about Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah is my sustainer. How Allah is sustaining me. The only thing I have to do is pick up that morsel of food, put it in my mouth. And the rest of it, Allah ta'ala says, I'll take care of it. You will have a sweet sleep. The entire digestive system, the big intestine, the small intestine, and how everything is getting broken down within your body, the nutrition you need and the vitamins you need, how Allah Ta'ala is doing everything within you, you're having a sleep, you just enjoy the food, go and sleep. When I have to go to the bathroom, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake us up also. Not that I'm going to set alarm to go to the bathroom, natural alarm. Otherwise we'll miss the bed. Allah says, no, I'll wake you up. You relax, don't worry, nothing to have stress about. So Allah Ta'ala has taken care of us day and night, but then too we got doubt. Then too we have shak mehe. That is Allah doing everything? Is Allah Ta'ala chalane wala? Ya Allah Ta'ala rozi dene wala hai? You still have doubt. Allah is giving, and 99.9% of what we are enjoying in our life right now, We haven't even made dua for it. Allah just gave it. Allah just gave it free of charge. That 0.5% or 1%, we're crying for that. We're crying for that, we didn't get that as yet. But everything we've got in our life, alhamdulillah. But complain and no shukr. Complain and no shukr. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make the effort of iman. But iman will come, the ma'rifat of Allah. We'll see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in His sifat and qualities, how Allah Ta'ala feeds. Allah is Raziq. Allah, how are you feeding? Entire creation. Allah Ta'ala knows the diet of every creation. Whether it be the animals in the ocean, what they have to eat. Whether it be the birds in the sky, whether it be rodents, whatever it may be. Just one bird Allah Pak has made. It's called a bar-tailed bird. Bar-tail. They put a GPS on the bird. You see how this bird migrates in this dunya. From almost from New Zealand right to Alaska. Almost 12,000 kilometers it flies. Non-stop. Non-stop, doesn't take a break, no refueling. Subhanallah. They were amazed. Insan was amazed. Allah, your own creation. Such a long journey, no stop. How does it eat? How does it take rest? Then they did research. Allah Ta'ala has given this one little bird such qudrat. Allah's qudrat it is. When it's tired, it shuts down half the brain. And it takes a rest. Other half is active. Then when the first half awakens, the second half falls asleep. And it's still airborne, still flying. And food, diet, they also, there are certain insects that fly the altitude of this bird. It flies with the mouth open. Mudi Allah Ta'ala is feeding it also. Allah is feeding that creation. So many creations in the world, Ya Allah, you are feeding. Ashraful makhluqat, the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Oh, we should be trusting Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because iman gets so weak, then I feel that I am doing everything. I have to work hard. If I work hard, then I'll make more money. If I make more money, then I'll buy more things. If I buy more things, then I'll be more comfortable. If I'm more comfortable, then I'll have a better life, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be happy. But who is happy? Happiness Allah Ta'ala has kept in the love of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah. Not in dunya. Fir'aun had dunya also. Namrud had dunya also. Qarun had dunya also. Yes, dunya will make you comfortable, but won't make you happy. It'll make you comfortable, but won't make you happy. Happiness is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The one that made the heart. The one that made the heart, only He knows how to keep the heart happy. Makhluq is deficient. Naqis. How much you love the wife, she can't keep you happy 24/7. They can love your children also, they can't keep you happy all the time. Parents also. Every single creation of Allah is deficient. Is naqis. Doesn't have the ability to keep another insan happy. Is only the creator of the heart. The heart is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give it only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala entered a shop. Perfume seller. Ittar Farosh. And we know when you go to Ittar Wala's dukan, person selling perfumes, they have little bottles. Oud, musk, amber, etc. All the bottles, and you see when he's filling that oud also, how he's so careful, one drop this prophet in there, and he mustn't go to waste. So Allah Wala sees him, and he's so busy selling itar and pouring here, and that customer, and this customer, so he just nodded his head. So I asked him, what's the problem? He says, I'm just thinking to myself, that every one of these bottles you have here, there's a part of your heart is attached to it. The malakul maut will come to remove your ruh. What a moat you're going to have. Because you'll have to pull out your heart from every bottle slowly, slowly. Because your heart is attached. Is that linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're down in this dunya. So busy in the dunya, I can't even think of Allah. That I have to do this, I have to do that. Namaz is going, but my iman is getting weaker. Not worried about qabr and akhirat also. And I'm going that way. So this person in return told that friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what about you? He had a shawl. He put the shawl down like a pillow. He lay it down. He looked at the sky. He read his kalima. Looked at his finger. And his ruh came out. No attachment to dunya. No, he's making dua, Ya Allah, I want to meet you as soon as possible. Yeah, I'm making dua, Ya Allah, give me long life. Ya Allah, give me long life and lot money also. I want to live it up. Hadith Sharif says, as a man gets older, then two things get younger in him. What gets younger in him? The love for longer life and the love for more wealth. And I'm making dua, Ya Allah, give me long life. I want to see a lot of things in dunya, a lot of places to go. I've got my bucket list also. Before he knows it, he's going to kick it just now. Then he's gone. The list also is gone. But he was to live his life up. Where did we ever see a qaidi, a prisoner in prison making dua in the jail khana? In the jail, Ya Allah, I love this place so much, I don't want to come out. Ya Allah, I love the jail, I don't want to come out. Dunya is a jail for us. But we make dunya our purpose of life. Ya Allah, I'm enjoying it, yeah. I don't want to go. Whereas the reality is that we have to live this worldly life. We have to speak so much of akhirat and so much of jannat that the heart begins to yearn for it. That jannat is a place to be. The way you all get sick, there's no fear, there's no anxiety. Everything is just for entertainment, pleasure, to enjoy oneself. We see when you come to dunya right now, and how are they making us run helter-skelter? One time is this type of sport, then it's that type of sport, that one finishes, then the next one, and then the next one. There's no end to it. There's no, and is that they're happy also? Now they think, what's next? Which way to move insan? And insan is just following also. We are the seeing people. We have iman. The person that is seeing is supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to be the leader. The person that has eyesight is supposed to be the leader. We have iman, we can see, we have eyes for akhirat. Akhirat is haqq and the reality. But we following the blind people. They say, do this, we say, Labbaik, we follow you. They say, walk behind the kutta and the dog, we say, we buy dog, so we walk behind it. Dog is the imam, so they're following it. Our imam is Fajr Namaz. We behind that imam's up. We set our day with Quran tilawat. Quran becomes our imam for the day. If I have to make any decision in my life, Quran Sharif is there. They're working for the dog. You have to feed the dog, walk behind the dog. The dog has to take a break. He has to take a break. Dog is now defecating. They're waiting also for the dog. So that becomes their life also. Whereas we have our leader, our Imam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to follow him. That's our guide. So for how this Iman to come into our life to understand, my dear brothers, when it comes to a worldly life, nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes to be cheated, to be bluffed, to be lied to. Nobody. I have a manager in the business, or I have staff also. He lied to me. He did me down. He cheated. He stole from me. I get very upset. Somebody sees my shoes on the masjid, inna lillahi. What will happen to that person? Try to steal my shoes. Try to steal my car. But the reality is that I'm the biggest thief. The deen of Allah I'm stealing. In my namaz I'm stealing. How many namazes I miss so far? In my namaz also, my thoughts aren't with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my ruku, sujood, not correct. Who's deceiving me? Nobody. I'm deceiving myself. What's the deception? I'm going to live long. I have to work for the children. I have to work for the family. I. And Nabi Ali salatu wasalam came and he gave the da'wat. Ya ayyuhal nas, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people of Makkah, O people of Makkah, say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. It's very heavy on them. La ilaha illallah, there's no one worthy of worship. There's no one worthy to give my heart to. There's no one worthy to love besides only one Allah. Very difficult. How are we going to do this? La ilaha illallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negated and he cancelled and he broke everything. What he broke, what he cancelled, what he abrogated, what he removed, what he refuted, what he rejected, all those things they believed in, today we believe also. Musa alayhi salatu salam's time, Samiri was there. Samiri took some gold and he put it together and he made a calf. He made a calf, a little cow. And he blew into it. Lahu khwar. He began making a sound like a cow. He told Bani Israel, worship this cow. So they began to worship it, made of gold. So Samiri, he made his whole plan for them to deviate them, to make them astray. In every period of time, there'll be a Samiri. They will put something before the Ummah. I go this way, worship this, go for this holiday, this outing, this thing, that thing. If we have this, we'll be happy. If we have that, we'll be happy. If we have this, we'll be happy. And he's putting it, this investment, that investment, you'll be happy. Investment for akhirat. We have to invest for akhirat. So how for us to understand the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, the negation was where the people of Makkah believed that the entire universe is working for us. Yes, Allah ta'ala put it that hour to work for us. But they had this belief that the sun, the moon, the stars, they have effect in them. Because of the moon, the crops will become ripe, sweetness will come into it, the sun will come out, we have certain fruits and crops. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, la ilaha illallah. Yeah, the weather, the sun, the moon, the stars, the day, the night, the seasons, the months, everything in the control of Allah. Allah controls it. Allah does not need winter to give you these fruits. Allah doesn't need summer to give you that type of crops. That is the system of Allah. The system of Allah works under the control of Allah. You have to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will teach you now how to run your life. Negated it. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Quran to qasam wa shamsi wa duhaha, with the qasam of the sun and the morning. Wal qamar idha talaha, the qasam of the moon. And how he follows up the sun, then the day, then the night. Allah says, look at my documentary. When you see documentary, you read it in Quran Sharif and see it Fajr time. Everybody is sleeping right now. And Allah Ta'ala with this Qudrat, the ball of fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it out in the horizon. Everybody was sleeping. It was quietness, sukoon. Curtains were closed. Phones were put off. The cars were all in the garages. Nobody is moving around. Just one sun came up. Allah Ta'ala took it out. Allah took out the sun. Now the windows will open. The curtains will open. The phones, messages will start coming through. Children will wake up. Allah says, think a little bit, who's doing it? Are you doing it? Some multi-million dollar company has some control of the sun. They also muhtaj of me. They need me also. If I leave the sun and only night, what are you going to do? If I leave it only day and no night, how are you going to sleep? What are you going to do? But insan is so busy in his life, he can't look up a little bit also. He can't look up and see Allah, how are you doing all of this? Where is it happening from? Say, la ilaha illallah, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam from Sahaba Ikram, cancel everything. The stars, the moon, all belong to Allah, no effect without the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, all these idols that you believe to be agents to Allah, they believe one Allah. Mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah believe there is one Allah, but he has agents to whom you have to go to get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they ascribe partners to him. That without the agency of the idols, we can't get to Allah. So this idol will get rain. This idol will have children. This idol, we can go on journey safely. They had all these idols in their lives. Today we don't have the idols, but they're different type of idols, which the kuffar have given us. Therefore, we don't think of Allah. Myself, when I'm hungry, and I want food, say, Allah, give me to eat. See, open the fridge. That became an idol in the house. What a big idol. And everything is there. That but sitting there in the kitchen, that idol there, he's got all the food in him. So what a big stomach he's got, you can pull it up. Anytime you want to eat, just open the fridge. So no iman yaqeen upon Allah. That's why we have to practice iman. I want food, ask Allah. Ya Allah, feed me. Now open the fridge. I'm going to put petrol in the car. I tell the Bowser, pull it up. Don't even think about Allah also. Allah is nowhere. Why? I've got the plastic money in my pocket. It's there. But when he filled the tank, and now it's time to pay, and I take out my wallet, and I see the card is not there, what I say then? Ya Allah. Allah came now. Now Allah came. La ilaha illallah is supposed to come in the beginning. This card can't do anything. This card can't, only with the permission of Allah it will happen. This is iman. Where we do our normal things in life, but the heart is connected to Allah. I'm putting the switch on, bismillah. Putting the switch off, bismillah. Starting the car, bismillah. Only through the barakat of the name of Allah, the car will start. The lights will go on. The aircon will go off. Everything happens, they're opening the tap, bismillah. But when the car doesn't start, then we start, what's happening? Why? Starter, alternator, Ya Allah, what's happening? Now Allah will come on. Sickness also, take one panado. They won't say, Ya Allah. That panado also, they say, that goli, it's called goli in Urdu. یہ گولی مردہ چیز ہے. The tablet is dead, doesn't have life. But my heart is so stuck in it, I have to take this tablet, my headache will go away. You see, that tablet also, when you take it, the capsule or tablet goes into the stomach. Phir ye goli pukarti hai. Then the tablet goes into your stomach and he calls out to Allah. Ya Allah, shall I help him or don't help him? That tablet also needs the permission of Allah. But I have yaqeen on that one small tablet, he'll do everything for me. It also needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food needs Allah. I'm eating the food, we both eat the same food. You got energy, he got sick. What happened? You took the tablet, you felt better, you felt more sick. What happened? Permission of Allah. This is la ilaha illallah. In a whole chakkar of dunya, all we have to do. They say that the hands are busy. The hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. I'm busy with my work. One friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, making tawaf. And he sees a youngster holding on to the ghilaf and the covering of the Baytullah, the Kaaba. And he's making dua and he's crying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes open the unseen to some people. And he sees the quality of this boy's heart. So he's holding the Kaaba Sharif and he's crying to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. He's crying, but when he looks at the condition of his heart is in his shop at home. He's not over here. So in reality, he's not here, only the body is here. When he left the Haram Sharif, he goes to one shop, he passes the shop, he sees a young boy, and the shop is busy, and he's serving customers, and he's giving change, and they want this size and that size, and returns. He's doing all of them, but he sees this boy got a frown on his face, got a frown. Ya Allah, why is he looking so perturbed? He's so busy, he should be happy. So much of money he's making right now, Hajj season, Umrah season. When Allah Ta'ala opened the unseen to this friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he sees the condition of this boy's heart. His hands are busy serving, but the heart is in the haram, in the masjid. Ya Allah, just now namaz, I want to go back to the haram, back to the masjid, back to the masjid. In reality, he was in the masjid. He was here in dunya, but the heart was there. This is the iman we have to get, my dear brothers. That I have to be in dunya, I have to do these things, but my heart is not here. Not that I'm working for the children and working for this one and to set up my empire, everything else. The reality is I'm going to qabr, I can't even put one socks on and go also. Not even one sock, or half the socks also. I can't even take one handkerchief with me. No matter how clean I am, nothing. I'm going to be sleeping on the sand. The sand comes into my room, I say, dirty, just sweep it out. Call the domestic quickly, it's dirty, sweep the floor right now. But the same floor, I'm going to be sleeping upon it. That's why Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, before this mitti and sand become sand, make the sand valuable. Before the sand turns to sand, make the sand valuable. With iman and a'mal. So Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cancel all of your idols can't do, your credit card can't do, your bank account can't do. And then the most difficult negation, the most difficult negation to negate, to make nafi, I, ana wala ghayri. That I am, if I'm not here, what's going to happen? If I'm not here, what's going to happen? That I'm doing everything, I'm controlling. I got everything on my phone, got everything checked, I got the cameras there, systems there. All will fail. You can have all expertise in the world, but if Allah Ta'ala wants to block it, nothing you can see. It's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To negate myself, what can I do? The only thing that belongs to me is my iman. In the qabr I will go, nothing will come with me besides my iman and my a'mal. How to realize this, my dear brothers? How to realize that I should not deceive myself with regards to my life? You see, when it comes to the kafir, when it comes to disbeliever, and all of us, by and large, what we love the most? What we love the most? I love my life. I don't want to give it up for anybody. And what I want to do with my life? I want to live it up. I want to make the best of my life. See the disbeliever. What he waits for? Friday. Come weekend. Now what are we going to do with the weekend? And the Muslim mu'min also is becoming the same. Weekend. What are we going to do over the weekend? What of dunya are we going to do? How are we going to enjoy? How are we going to do this? Where are we going to go, etc. So, they've taken over our minds also. They love life. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they love to give up their life for Allah. They're waiting to give it to Allah. When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu told the Roman emperor that I have men with me who love death more than how you love your own wine and liquor. They couldn't believe it. We love liquor. We love wine. They love death more than that. To die for Allah, they love it more than that. This has to come into our hearts, the love for deen, the love for Allah. Not that I lie to myself and I deceive my own self. It's my life. I live it up. I'll do it. It's about Allah. My life is for Allah. Belongs to Allah. To realize this, my dear brothers. To realize the reality of my life. What my life is for. For this we say to go out in the path of Allah. When we leave our shop behind, leave the family behind. We say leave the family behind. We have to learn to leave before we have to leave. One day we will have to leave it. So learn to leave it already. Learn to leave it already with the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah. So when the time will come for us to leave also, is that difficult? And the reality is, he says, I'm doing all this to the wife and children. So they will enjoy. What's the reality? If Mota doesn't wake up in the morning, husband doesn't wake up in the morning, ruh is gone, he passed away. No matter how much you love the wife or she loves you, she's not going to say, leave him here one more week. I can't let him go. She'll be the first one to fold the funeral parlor. Please come take him quickly. Mota is gone, he passed away. Please make yourself quickly and take him away. I thought you loved me so much. Can't keep you now. Ruh is gone. You have no value to me now. But I worked to the bones of my fingers for you. To set you up in dunya for nothing. But if I made my son an alim, made him a hafiz of Quran, gave him deen, took him to the masjid, made figure for his akhirat, now I'm gone in the qabr, subhanAllah. Now I got my offshore investment. Now he's using Quran Sharif. Now he's taking the name of Allah. He's going for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, ishtima. I'm sitting in the qabr and I'm getting reward upon reward. So how we can make our life deen, our family come onto deen, our children upon deen, we have to learn this. See, when it comes to dunya, my dear brothers, understand. We have this phobia. Many mothers also, the child is 4 or 5 years old, they say, but doesn't know his numbers yet. Now they're worried. He didn't. You see, they got milestones. That now at 4 or 5, he's supposed to know this. 5 or 6, he must know the colors. 7 or 8, he must know this. Hey, he's a bit backwards right now. He doesn't know. Whether we teach them how to count, he is going to learn how to count money. That naturally love of money is going to come in the heart. He's going to learn about money. This is 10 rand note, 20 rand, 50 rand. He's going to know it. Whether his maths will be weak or not, but he knows money is money. He's not going to lose money like that. So when it comes to money, when it comes to dunya, whether he can read or can't read, there was a big contractor in Zambia. Hazrat told us there was a big masajid he built. Big. Multi-millionaire he was. So the host took our sheikh and ustaz to meet this person. So they stood standing by him, talking to him, and he was explaining building the masjid right now. Beautiful masjid, big project. And one of the biggest contractors in building. And he's giving the whole detail, you're doing this and you're doing that. And in all of that, there was a delivery that came. So he had to sign the delivery note. So when the worker came with a delivery note, he brought an ink pad. So Maulana says, I'm looking at him. So he puts his thumb on the ink pad and he puts his thumbprint on the delivery note. So Maulana said, why are you not signing it? He said, I'm illiterate. I don't know how to read and write. He said, subhanAllah. You don't know how to read and write when you're building big projects. Allah Ta'ala taught me. Without knowing how to read and write, became multi-millionaire. Now Allah Ta'ala will feed like this. So we say we're doing it for the family. That they will learn. Quran Sharif, the child won't learn like that. Iman, the child won't learn. Du'as, the child won't learn automatically. That we have to teach them. We have to instill within them the love for deen. So they learn du'as. They learn about Allah. They learn about akhirat. They learn about jannah. For this we go in the path of Allah to learn about deen. So we can take deen into our lives, into our family lives. For this, my dear brothers, we have in the Ijtima'i in Durban. The Ijtima'i in Durban, next week, Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, the Ijtima'i will start at Jumu'ah time. At 10 past 12 will be the Adhan, then there will be Bayan, 1 o'clock will be the Khutbah, and the program will start till Sunday Zuhur. This entire Ijtima' which we are putting together, is not a tablighi or jamaat thing. This is a thing which we recreate an environment. It was alive in Madinatul Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people were talking about Allah. Where there was Quran tilawat, there was learning and teaching, there was khidmat, feeding one another, taking care of one another. This entire environment was alive in Madinatul Munawwara, that became a jannati environment. So we recreate this entire environment. So a mu'min, a believer can come and see Allah, this is how my home should be. This is how my masjid should be. This is how my locality should be. So we bring this, all the people together so they can experience it. And this is what deen is about. It's about speaking about Allah, calling towards Allah, learning and teaching, dhikr and ibadat and khidmat. So this, we have to give some time, leave our businesses, leave our families, to learn the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So next week, over the weekend we'll be having the ishtima, the buses are leaving also. Allah, you've got a bus leaving here also? From Pangani. So next week the bus will be leaving after Jumu'ah. After Jumu'ah the bus is leaving. But the bus will be leaving, we can contact the local brothers, the bus will be coming to Durban for the ishtima, leaving next week Jumu'ah, next week Friday, come back on Sunday. Come to the ishtima, bring our friends, bring our sons, bring our neighbors, bring our nephews. Let them come and see. And so many youngsters came to the ishtima, their lives changed. They came for one ishtima, they heard the bayan, they heard the talk, the set in the ta'aleem. Something happened inside. And how the entire lives changed. Now subhanAllah, they became ulama, they became hufaz. This one kar guzari will end on this. Only Umar Palapuri rahimullah mentioned one time. One jamaat is making gasht. Now we see jamaat is coming. They're moving with the qudrat of Allah. The sunnah of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Malaika are moving with them. So jamaat was moving, this was in India, and there was a person who had a pan dukan, selling pan, betel nut in a leaf, which they have commonly now in those countries. So they went to that person, he's got one hawker. So they spoke to him, simpleton, come join us in the masjid, we're having ta'lim. So what's ta'lim? You're reading the virtues of a'mal. So he thought to himself, it's quiet right now, let me go to the masjid. So he went and he sat with them, 10, 15 minutes, and he liked it, so nice this is. First time I'm hearing, in namaz or jamaat, the reward is times 27, so much reward. Make wuzu with miswak, then Allah Ta'ala gives you the reward of salah times 70. So many prophets. So he got inspired. Then they told him, join us for 3 days. So 3 days, I have to close my shop, spaza shop also, hawker, corner of the street. He thought to himself, he said, okay, let me go with them. So he joined them for 3 days. Even for 3 days, jamaat, all his jamaat, step in the masjid, met brothers, spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave his name to go in the path of Allah, malaika are there, saying ameen upon du'as, this is the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he made niyat for 40 days. Then he went for 40 days. Then he went for 4 months. His whole life changed. Simpleton selling pan, selling sweets in the street, so to say. He had one son. Concern came in his heart, Ya Allah, my son, once I come sell things in the street, Ya Allah, I'll make him Hafizul Quran. I make him Hafizul Quran. So he works, I'll work better, he became Hafiz. The boy became Hafizul Quran. Father had concern of deen, come home, father will speak about Allah, speak about deen, bring sunnahs in the home. The child grew up with the love of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he put him in Darulum, better you become alim also. So he became alim of deen. And mashallah, he excelled. Became a very big alim. Father fell ill, father passed away. Father passed away, and years later, mashallah, the son went on, and he became the Shaykh al-Hadith. Ishim Bukhari Sharif. So when Jamaat came to the Darul Ulum, and they wanted to meet the Shaykh al-Hadith. So the Amir of the Jamaat, very old man, so he went to the class, and the Shaykh al-Hadith just entered the class also with his big kitab, Bukhari Sharif. So he knocked the door. He said, who is there? So the old man opened the door. He said, Jamaat aayi hai, Jamaat has come. He said, I'm busy right now, I'll see you later. He said, no problem. So he waited outside the door. So when this alim finished his dars and his lesson, and he stepped out, the old man was waiting there. So he got a bit irritated. I'm busy now, you're troubling me. So the old man caught his hand, Assalamu alaikum beta, how are you keeping, how's everything? Like he knows him. He's rushing now, I've got class, I have to teach him. I just want to make salam with you, and I'm so happy for you, mashallah, look at you. So many students qualified in your hands, hundreds and thousands, and mashallah, they're doing work of deen, and work of deen, and work of deen. And you're like, you the ustaz of all the ustaz right now, they all are referring to you. You've got like an army of students and ulama behind you. So I'm so happy for you. So he asked the old man, where are you from, who are you? So he smiled. He says, I am that old man, I'm that person that made your father's tashkil on the street that time to sit in Talim. Your Bukhari Sharif started from the Talim in the masjid. And that 5-10 minutes Talim, where he pulled him out from his dukan, and he sat there, and he made intention, Ya Allah, I got one better. I just came to tell you where the Bukhari Sharif started from. Don't forget to come back. Now imagine now, simple man, no name brand, nobody knew him, but subhanAllah, from 1-3 days, from 1 Talim, what happened? So Ijtima is about this, my dear brothers. I'll come, I'll get inspired. Who will become Alim in my family? Who will become Shaykh al-Hadith? Who will become a Mufti? Who will become a Qari? One niyat I'll make in the path of Allah. Give ourselves a chance to go and sit in the program. Inshallah, we all will try, inshallah. Who will make niyat to come? And it shouldn't be that I say, I'll go. And what happens many a times? He said, I go and I don't up going. Don't end up going. Somebody gave a dawah for the bride. So I'm coming for the bride. And then I just sat at home a little while. I said, I'll go just now. And I fell asleep. And the next day, then the friends come. But yeah, what happened? You didn't come for the bride yesterday? Yeah, I just fell asleep. Yeah, what a bride we had. All the friends came and that one came and this one came. And then how you know, kick yourself? Yeah, I just fell asleep. The night got wasted. And now you feel the bitterness of it. I miss what a bride it was. And what I just fell asleep. This we should feel when we miss the taqaza of deen. Ya Allah, I miss ishtima. How I just missed it? What I did during nothing. So come there and make our weekend valuable, inshallah. Bring others also. All will try, inshallah. Give our names for 3 days, 40 days. Come and go learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give tawfiq. Allah ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذو القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله make the اجتماع great success whom he Allah give us a share in it O Kareem Rahim Allah accept us whom he Allah accept our health our wealth our lives our time our businesses يا Allah accept us all for the khidmat of deen accept our progenies O my Allah يا Allah give us plenty of halal rozi O my Allah make our dunya easy make our qabr easy make our akhirat easy يا Allah keep us upon hidayat O my Allah save us from dalalat O Kareem Rahim Allah save us from deviance O my Allah يا Allah give us your ishqan, your muhabbat, O my Allah. Give us your dard, dil, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us the ma'rifat of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the love for every sunnat, O my Allah. Give us the knowledge of every sunnat. Give us tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnat. Accept our lives in the khidmat of the sunnat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, save us from your nafarmani. Save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Keep us in your obedience. Even though we don't want to, O my Allah, make us musallis of the masjid 5 times a day, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from missing our salah with jama'at, O my Allah. Give us Quran tilawat. Give us your dhikr, O my Allah. Make our dunya easy, O my Allah. Save us from haram. Give us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Make us pious, O my Allah. Make our children pious, our progenies pious. Ya Allah, save us and our progenies from kufr, from shirk, from irtidad. O my Allah, preserve iman in our progenies in the qiyamah, O my Allah. Accept all efforts of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all efforts of deen and accept us all efforts of deen. O Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us with afiyat, sihat and salamat, with good health, O my Allah. Save us from bimari. Save us from hospitals, O my Allah. Save us from all haram, riba and zina, O Kareem Rahim Allah. رحيم الله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.